on the line now. I have Ivan Cooper, Director of Public Policy at The Wheel. Good morning to you, Ivan.
Good morning, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. This survey now, what was the genesis of it and how did it come about?
Well, we did some work with the Carnegie UK Trust just in relation to kindness. It was interesting. And Ireland compares very well internationally in the world in relation to kindness. So most people in Ireland feel when they think about their local area, that they experience kindness in their community. Most people really strongly agree. Like, the numbers are kind of amazing. Like 95% plus of Irish people feel that people in the area they live in are generally kind. And there's over 80% of people report that they've helped someone in the area that they live in the last 12 months. And over, again, about 85% of people make time to speak to their neighbours. And people feel, you know, that if they were in trouble, that they could count on someone in their local area and ask them for support. So it's very reassuring information in relation to the health of our communities and how people feel about the communities they live in.
Mm-hmm.
And it distinguishes us from other countries in Europe and the world where those levels are lower. So we're like right on top in many of these statistics. And like, from the Wheel's point of view, we're an organization of community and voluntary organizations, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're about is supporting those organizations, because it's in many of our communities, it's the community organizations in those communities that kind of hold the communities together. So it's just very reassuring that there's Irish people experience kindness in their communities, are kind to one another, and we think that's evidence of the very healthy role played by community and voluntary organisations in Ireland in sustaining healthy, positive, happy communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a lady, an American, on the show there last week, and I just happened to say to her, curiosity, like, because the reason I asked her the question was she's travelling all the time and been to many, many countries, and I asked her how she felt as regards Ireland to an extent, and not to hold back, to, you know, try to be as honest as you could. Everyone thinks Ireland is the best and that sort of carry on, but a lot of people still think, I mean, even Irish people go abroad, whatever, they say, oh, sure, they're the same as us. And people say, people are the same the world over. She thought we had that little extra oomph, as they say. So this seems to bear out this what you've done now, the survey.
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. And I suppose then one of the things is, you know, there's many different explanations for it. Like, what is this about our life in Ireland that has produced these outcomes? You know, we know we have thriving, you know, big thriving community organisations like the GAA and stuff that are very much play a huge role in relation to sustaining positive sense of membership of a community in all communities around the country. We know that's there. We have then big national movements like the Society for St. Vincent de Paul that are very healthy and active in Ireland and give expression, I suppose, to a sense of kind of kindness, there's the word,
mm-hmm.
Towards one another. And maybe, you know, some of it then we talk about in Ireland, we have, a conflicted kind of a relationship to the religious past, let's call it. And,
mm-hmm.
and there's been a lot of change in Ireland over the last 50 years. There's been a lot of focus perhaps on the negatives associated with that. We don't need to rehash all of those.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps it's got something to do, maybe it's a positive legacy of some of that. In the sense of people having that sense of membership of a community, maybe it's a positive benefit that's finding form in people's willingness to engage in communities, help each other out, be kind to one another, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's one thing though that we have a concern about, and that is that, you know, irrespective of what's caused it, we would want to guard against complacency, because, you know, we're not immune to the international forces that are at play. You know, if we look at how polarized things are in the United States politically, if we look at the United Kingdom, and again, the polarized communities in the United Kingdom, in terms of the rural-urban divide and in terms of the, you know, rich and poor and all of these things. And we're, you know, in Ireland, the same commercial forces, we're all subject now to advertising, we're competing internationally with these countries to bring inward investment in. And what we want to make sure of is that we don't take our kindness and our focus on doing the good in our communities for granted. So, you know, will we necessarily be the same kind country in 20 or 30 years' time? What do we need to do to make sure that we stay the engaged country that we are? And that's the other bit of the work that we were doing, just to see what changes we could make to make sure that people can take part in shaping the future here in Ireland.
Because I think, as well as all the positivity that you're talking about there, there is some negativity to the extent that you get the feedback sometimes that because, in a sense, because of the way we live, the way communities have become fractured as well, that we've become more insular and that sort of thing in lots of ways, that this feeling is out there as well. I know that what the survey belies that a fair bit, but at the same time, there's a certain fraction of the people that sort of believe that.
Well, absolutely, and that's what we need to make sure, you know, is countered, okay, through investing in communities and making sure that all members of communities feel that they have a stake in the community and that they're being treated kindly as well. So we have lots of new communities in Ireland in recent decades. We know there's been one in five people, I think is my understanding now, who live in Ireland weren't born in Ireland. So these are current realities that we need to make sure aren't taken advantage of by people who might just be seeking to use those new realities to advance their own political careers and political causes and all the rest of it. There is, you know, we do need to ensure Ireland, we're not unique in being uniquely different from other countries. The same forces that have caused divisions in other countries will manifest and will be at play here, and we just need to make sure that we don't take things for granted, that we're happy, kind people, and in taking it for granted allow divisions to open up that wouldn't have opened up if we'd paid enough attention to these things earlier.
And with all the deficits with housing and the health services and lots of other things that's out there, it's very hard to maintain that as well, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I mean, being clear about it, one of the interesting things was from the survey work that we did was that people find it, there is a degree of frustration in Ireland with regard to our ability to what we might call shape public services, okay? So the evidence suggests that people in Ireland are less able or feel it to be less effective if they seek to get involved in discussions or in shaping the future of education services locally, of health services locally, of children's services locally. So there's work to be done by our public authorities and agencies to better involve members of communities and citizens in determining public services and shaping public services. And I mean, we've seen evidence of that with the crises in relation to the cervical care services, screening services and such like, where people all too often, if they don't receive the service that they should, find themselves in an adversarial position with the state and with the agencies of state in relation to vindicating their rights to a service. So there's some work, definitely work, that needs to be done by government to support state agencies and service delivering departments and entities to better engage people in services and to ensure that services are more responsive. So there's a big job that needs to be done there. Clearly, we have a housing crisis. I mean, there's no other word for it. It's got to be addressed through a program of building houses, and they are needed in very large numbers and apartments. And we need to make sure that in the doing of that, people who have housing needs specific to their particular circumstances are addressed, and we don't build large housing estates that are poorly serviced in inaccessible places. So people have a right to a house, and that's certainly an issue that needs, as the government are well aware, urgent attention.
Okay, and the survey obviously was, the spectrum of it was ages right across the board, from very young to very old, I imagine.
Yeah, everybody was in there. The kind of older people appear to regard Ireland as being a kinder place than younger people, okay? Now, there are many, many reasons for this. Younger people are focused at different priorities at different times in their life. They may have communities that aren't necessarily located in the neighbourhoods in which they live. What's important to younger people isn't necessarily what's important to older people. And the trends didn't really differ across the ages in a surprising way or in ways that are different from other countries. So there will be, what we need to make sure of is a challenge once again that we don't end up, because of the forces that are, you know, people live on social media now, many people may have friends that aren't necessarily in their local communities. So we just need to make sure that as the trends that are affecting everybody across the world will affect us here, that we avoid scenarios where people feel lonely in the communities in which they actually live, okay? But there's no evidence of that now. Currently, people feel connected to the communities in which they live.
Okay, and people can read all this up on the website of The Wheel, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. There's the report on kindness is called Quantifying Kindness, Public Engagement and Place. And it's available on the Carnegie UK Trust's website. They have lots of really interesting reports there. And our own Participating People report. And we've lots of really interesting proposals in that report is available on our website. And if you just Google Participating People, that'll take you to the report. And lots of really interesting ideas were identified as part of our people's conversation there. So we talked about, you know, training civil servants to help them and to enable people to participate in making decisions about our laws and about our services. We talked about making sure that everybody in Ireland has a minimum essential standard of living that's guaranteed and that, that employers pay the living wage. We talked about the importance of people having the public services that they need available to them locally. And then we talked about making sure that everybody enjoys a high net quality of neighbourhood life, lots of good community infrastructure in place, and volunteering supports available for people who want to volunteer. So I'd highly recommend the report. It's called Participating People, and you can get that on The Wheel's website.
And is it sent out, Ivan, to anyone of any relevance to the extent of politicians individually rather than sort of saying to them, okay, there's the website, yeah, you should read that? Is it sent individually out?
Good question. What we're going to be doing over the course of next year, having launched the report and in the context of the general election, we're going to be going in to meet all of the political parties to bring the report to their attention and to seek that the commitments in the report, the recommendations are included in their manifestos for the general election, which we anticipate will be in the spring of next year. And then in the subsequent programme for government, we'll be working to make sure these commitments are contained in there.
It'll be very interesting to hear what they have to, what their reaction is going to be, because it is really, it's really important that morale stays high. You can see it sometimes hitting the floor, but then we seem to pick ourselves up and get that morale back up there again. And they're the people that can do it.
That's it, yeah.
And of course, the people like yourselves keeping us all in the loop as well.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much for giving us all your time. Thank you very much, and it's been a great pleasure as usual talking to you, Ivan. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Ivan Cooper, Director of the Public Policy at The Wheel.